The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 63 new COVID-19 cases and no new deaths in its latest update posted December 9. The new cases reported in the region today are as follows. Barrie, 20, 7 youth under 13 years old, 5 people between 18 and 34 years old, 5 people between 35 and 44 years old, 2 people between 45 and 64 years old, and 1 person over the age of 80. 5 cases are linked to close contact transmission, 2 are outbreak related, 4 are listed as community acquired, no known link, and the rest are still under investigation. ESA, 1 person under the age of 18. The case is listed as outbreak related. Innisfil, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. The case is still under investigation. Bradford West Gwillimbury, 5, 2 youth under the age of 18, 2 people between 18 and 34 and 1 person over the age of 80. 1 case is listed as being linked to close contact, 1 is community acquired, no known link, and the rest are still under investigation. Midland, 4, 1 youth under the age of 18, 2 people between 45 and 64 years old and 1 person between the ages of 65 and 79. 2 cases are listed as being from close contact and 2 are still under investigation. Orillia, 7, 1 youth under the age of 18, 4 people between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 and person between 45 and 64 years old. 4 are linked to close contact, 1 is outbreak related, and 2 are listed as community acquired, no known link. Oro Medonte, 1 person between the ages of 35 and 44. The cases are still under investigation. Remara, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. The case is outbreak related. Severn, 3, 2 youth under the age of 18 and 1 person between 65 and 79 years of age. All 3 cases remain under investigation. Springwater, 3, 1 person between 35 and 44 and 2 people between 45 and 64. 1 case is listed as community acquired and the rest remain under investigation. Tay, 1 youth under the age of 18. The case is outbreak related. Tiny, 1 youth under the age of 18. The case is still under investigation. Ajala Tosarantio, 3, 1 youth under the age of 18. 1 person between 45 and 64 years old and 1 person between 65 and 79. 1 case is outbreak related, 1 is listed as community acquired, no known link, and 1 is still under investigation. Included in the new cases reported today are 38 unvaccinated, 4 partially vaccinated, and 21 fully vaccinated people. There are currently 710 active cases in the region. There are currently 31 people from Simcoe County and 1 person from Muskoka District hospitalized with COVID-19. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 16,409 cases of COVID-19 with 15,419 of those cases recovered and 280 cases ending in death. More than 74% of the population living in Simcoe Muskoka, including children, have received both doses of vaccine and just over 79% have had at least one dose of a vaccine. Active outbreaks. Current school outbreaks in Simcoe County include Tay Shore Public School, Victoria Harbor, declared December 8, 3 cases. Algonquin Ridge Elementary School, Barrie, declared December 8, 6 cases. Worsley Elementary School, Wasaga Beach, declared December 8, 7 cases. Ardagh Bluffs Public School, Barrie, declared December 8, 3 cases. St. Angela Merici Catholic Elementary School, Bradford, declared December 6, 9 cases. Killarney Beach Public School, Lefroy, declared December 6, 12 cases. Unnamed private school, Simcoe County, declared December 6, 7 cases. St. Teresa of Calcutta Elementary School, Bradford, declared December 6, 2 cases. Holly Meadows Elementary School, Barrie, declared December 3, 4 cases. Marchmont Public School, Orillia, declared December 3, 3 cases. Mvale District High School, Mvale, declared December 2, 5 cases. Stainer Collegiate Institute, Stainer, declared December 2, 2 cases. Willow Landing Elementary School, Barrie, declared December 2, 3 cases, previously an outbreak from November 4 to 10. La Source Elementary School, Barrie, declared December 2, 6 cases. Innisdale Secondary School, Barrie, declared November 29, 8 cases unnamed private school, Simcoe County, declared November 26, 32 cases Ferndale Woods Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 26, 9 cases Upter Grove Public School, Remara, declared November 26, 5 cases St. John Vianney Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 26, 9 cases Tosorontio Central Public School, Everett, declared November 22, 16 cases ESC Nouvelle Alliance Secondary School, Barrie, declared November 19, 3 cases Forest Hill Public School, Midhurst, declared November 19, 7 cases Trillium Woods Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 18, 7 cases St. Marie of the Incarnation, Bradford, declared November 15, 12 cases Monsignor Clare Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 15, 8 cases Terry Fox Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 10, 13 cases outbreaks declared over deck. 7 Hewitts Creek Public School, Barrie, declared November 22, 6 cases other ongoing outbreaks reported in Simcoe County include unnamed shelter in Simcoe County, declared December 8, 4 cases unnamed respite, hospice in Muskoka region, declared December 6, 3 cases 2 unnamed childcare facilities in Simcoe County, both declared on December 2, 1 with 3 cases and 1 with 4 cases Aurelia Soldiers Memorial Hospital, declared December 1, fewer than 5 patient cases Waterford Retirement Residence, Barrie, declared November 29, fewer than 5 staff cases and fewer than 5 resident cases unnamed shelter in Simcoe County, declared November 19, 9 cases unnamed shelter in Simcoe County, declared November 2, 26 cases breakdown by municipality. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on December 6. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate weekly incidence rate percent of 12 plus pop. With 2 doses of vaccine adj Tosorontio 262-257, 2 December 8, 2211 4 276.1%, Barrie 5,659.5, 244,131 the 14th of December 83, 689,139.85.4%, Bradford WG 2,414 2,316 402 December 8 5, 530,144.85.2%, Clearview 182,168.5.3 December 6, 1,211.4784.3%, Collingwood 318,299.4 December 7, 1,289.4989.3%, ESA 643,615.6.1 December 8, 2,667.9174.3%, Innisfil 1,516.1455 the 21st of December 8, 3,677.6484%, Midland 268.242.6.2 December 8, 1,464.8287.3%, New Tecumseth 1,749.1716 the 19th of December 54,131.4579.9%, Aurelia 520,452.96 December 8, 1,538,160.89.7%, Oro Medant 326.293.6.1 December 8, 1,398.5183.7%, Penetanguishene 262.245.8 December 7, 2,739.7390.9%, Remara 163.152.1 December 8, 1,559,105.86.3%, Severn 157,125.31 December 8, 1,047.127.84.8%, Springwater 423.393.2 December 8, 1,973.75.91%, Tay 160.151.3 December 8, 1,427.80.87.1%, Tiny 171.164.2 December 8, 1,274.37.79.4%, Wasaga Beach 407.389.5 1 December 7, 1717 85.86.2% tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date. Asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital. Weekly COVID-19 incidence rate per 100,000 by municipality for week of November 28. NA indicates fewer than 5 cases in a week.